David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. I am co-host Lisa Urbanski. Super excited to talk to our guest today. She has a show on our channel. Her name is Elizabeth. Elizabeth is passionate about people and loves them feeling great. She lives in Sydney with her four adult children. Wow, four children. She graduated with a commerce degree and later completed a diploma in education. Today, she's an active mentor and spokeswoman. She also spends her time enjoying yoga, meditation, painting, writing, traveling, and cherishes time with her family. I knew there was a reason I liked her from the start. Through her writing and paintings, Elizabeth hopes to share tools to live an authentic life filled with purpose, excellent health, and joy. So Elizabeth Jane is the author of Free and First, Unlocking Your Ultimate Life. We're going to be talking about that today, which you can purchase on Amazon. On the last two shows, if you did not have the opportunity to check them out, I highly recommend you do. On the very first episode, Elizabeth talks about the happiness hacks to overcome life's obstacles. And then on the last show, she dove into the joyful living, embracing happiness. So all of the things that, you know, the current world is speaking about right now. And before we get started and I give her the floor, I just want to thank our sponsors, Spreaker and iHeartRadio. Without you, this would not be possible. Welcome to the show, Elizabeth. How are you doing today?
Oh, thank you so much, Lisa. Yes, I'm great. Yes, it's beautiful and sunny here in Sydney, Australia, and looking forward to chatting with you and your audience. And yes, let's get
amazing.
To it.
Yes, I love it. So we're talking today about forgiveness.
Yes, yes. Well, I think to really lift ourselves up, we have to forgive. And I remember in the early days when my marriage broke down, it was the hardest thing to forgive. And then I started to realize that I just couldn't move on. You're sort of chained to the past and your vibes kept down and low and you're holding on to these resentments in your physical body, and it's just not good for you, I don't think, Lisa. I think that we really need to, you know, in the early days I used to fake it until I make it. You know, I was told, just fake it. Just fake forgiveness. Fake because, you know, everyone says, forgive, you know, so you're not chained on and you can move on and life will be brighter and we can, new opportunities, new people, but we have to shut that door on the past, you know, and the hurt and the shock of that people go through, it's especially in the early days, it's just so hard to, I feel, you know, from experience, to actually forgive them. But I think the thing is, if you look at it this way, that if you look at it that if you don't forgive, you're just going to be kept in the past and you're not condoning their behaviour. You know, you don't have to condone their behaviour, but you're just forgiving for you, really. It's a selfish act in a way because it lifts you up. So,
Yeah, you know, there's a saying that I love, like I absolutely love so much. He who angers you controls you. You can replace the word anger with any emotion, and it fits. And when you allow someone else your power, it holds you back. And it gives them control. And when you take that control back and you offer forgiveness, it frees you. So I love what you're saying. Like it's like, he keeping you in the past.
Yes. Well, that's so true, Lisa, what you said. I really totally agree with that, that, you know, to reclaim our power, you know, is a matter of not allowing others' words to affect us, you know, and because they're doing the best that they can from their level of understanding. And if we're banging our heads against the wall trying to get them to understand our viewpoint, we may never get there.
Mm-hmm.
And we often get, I think, stuck, you know, I do, in my ego, you know, wanting to be right. You know, everyone likes the idea of being right. But when we can put that aside and just say, well, I forgive, the forgiveness just is the best way. Best way out and up to better things, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned something really powerful at the beginning, and I think our listeners and our viewers are dying to know. So you went through a really, really tough period by going through a divorce, and you talked about forgiveness. So what was that process like, and what did that look for you? And do you mind sharing that?
No, not at all. It was a period where I really had to pull out all the tools to lift myself up, because I felt I was in a lot of shock, because I didn't really see this divorce happening, coming. And I had 5 years in my roles as mother and wife. And so I decided, I've always liked uplifting people, so I decided to write down in my notes, in my phone actually, all the things, all the tools and techniques that were helping me to get myself out of bed in the morning. You know, so I was very fortunate that I had been travelling to India, and I had spent a lot of time, alone time, and it gave me the opportunity to start painting, which was one way of helping to process the trauma, helping to process the shock. And I really love talking about hobbies and how hobbies, no matter what they are, stamp collecting, whatever it is, chess, whatever the hobby is that you can spend even 10 minutes a day on, helps you be in the present, mindful, and it's actually doing wonderful work helping you process your trauma and your pain from a whether it's from a divorce, or whether it's from a healing, from a health challenge, or whether it's from a financial challenge. And reality is, Lisa, some people have got those three baskets. So I wrote my book that you can apply it to sort of any challenge that we may be faced with, and see that challenge as an opportunity. It really is. You can't see it at the time. You think, hell no, why have I got this big challenge coming at me? But if we can sort of stand back from it and go, what's the lesson here? And maybe if I learn something, this sort of obstacle won't be coming at me so much. If I can sort of learn from this experience, then I may not have that challenge coming to me. So I started to write this book as tools and tips to help people, whatever they were going through, and that's where my book evolved. And there's a massive chapter on forgiveness. There's a whole chapter dedicated to forgiveness, because it's forgiveness and gratitude is just something that can lift us up, and as we lift up, well, then we attract higher vibe opportunities and people into our lives. But when we get stuck, when we get sort of stuck in this, bit like it's being stuck in the mud, you know, we can't really move forward until we can let go. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you say high when you're on a higher vibration and you're energetically lifted, you attract that into your world. And so I'm all about the manifestation, and I'm all about, getting in the things that, I'm kind of putting out there. And when you hold yourself at a high vibration, yeah, it's beautiful the things that start coming in. And, forgiveness and gratitude and love and peace are all on that high vibration. And so how important is it to, rid of those negative, or maybe a difficult, I don't like to use the word negative, difficult emotions, jealousy, fear, greed, all of those things. And, when we hold grudges and stuff, that just holds us back.
Yes, I totally agree. I'm actually illustrating a children's book at the moment, and I've got a family of koala bears, and they're all there's hot air balloons, and so they're saying bye bye sadness, and they're sort of waving goodbye, all the heavy that sort of keep us down. And everyone has got the we've got that's our birthright, is to be happy and healthy and joyful. And and it can get it, and we don't know. Sometimes we don't even know how we are feeling. That's the problem. That's a really big obstacle, Lisa, I think. And I write a whole three chapters on this, in that we get so busy with our lives, whether we're busy working, family, partying even. Like we get so busy, and that what that does, it stops us from feeling how we feel. And if we can't feel how we feel, well, then we don't know what we need to let go of. We don't know what we need, and we can't put boundaries in place, because like I felt fine. In the marriage, I thought I was meeting my needs, but no, I was meeting everyone else's needs. I was meeting my husband's needs and my four children very well. And I was just sidestepping on what I needed, because I hadn't slowed down. Busy, busy, I was busy, busy looking after five people, four very young children that grew to, well, they're not children anymore. But the problem is, until we can actually stop and feel how we feel, we're not in that position to free ourselves by setting boundaries and being free. Like, as I think Charlie Chapman's quoted in my, well, I know Charlie Chapman's quoted in my book, saying, problem with humanity is they think too much and they feel too little. So how we feel is our power, really. If we're feeling and we can express how we feel, we're in our authentic, super, super power self, I feel. And then we're free, because if we've got that self-worth to stand up for what we need, then it's just a matter of practicing standing up and expressing what we need, and having the courage, because it takes a lot of courage. I found I would always fall down, and I practice. Even if it's practicing with asking about the toothpaste lid, it doesn't really matter, but just putting your what you want and what you need first. Hence my book, Free and First. We can't be free unless we are starting to put ourselves and our needs first. I feel it's very important.
Yeah, I feel like that might be the most important thing. And I love how, like, in this day and age, it's so much more easy to talk about it with people. I know, like, 30 years ago, people didn't openly talk about emotions and feelings, and it was more like keep that under the rug, and anxiety, and all of that stuff. And now, the world is trending more to a authenticity world, like you talk about, and where we show up as we are, we prioritize ourselves first. It's not selfish to, put my needs before my family's, because I'm making sure I can show up for myself so I can show up for them at my best. And I really, really think that like your book is brilliant in that way, that it is showing people how to do that, how to show up for themselves. So let's talk about your book. Can you kind of walk us through like what it is that you're delivering? What can people expect?
Okay, so Lisa, what I hope that the reader will get out of my book is to be able to have fully or start to be fully stepping into their power so that they can be the leader of their life and not be plugged down into our thoughts. Because when we get caught up in our thoughts, we often are not in a good way because, we're thinking things of the past, the shame, the blame, the regret, oh, I could have, would have, should have. The milk spilt. No, that's gone. And the future, as often people will get lost, whether they're knowingly or unknowingly, because we've got 60,000 thoughts a day or something, someone said. But 60, we can't keep track of all our thoughts, but we can keep track of how we feel. And if we're feeling yuck, it's often because we've gone there. We've gone into the past, should have, would have, could have, shame, blame, blah. Or we've gone in to the future. Oh, where am I going to live? What's going to happen? The future. And it plugs us down, it keeps us down. So what I, in the early days, I would just make a point of going, okay, I'm not feeling good. I am going to get into the now. I'm going to feel my senses and pop back into the now. So in my book, there's a whole three chapters on the ABC of me. So what is, because if you can't do A, B, C, you can't be free. That's what I feel. So A, maybe it's my primary school teacher training, Lisa, in terms of like,
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
I thought it's just nice to keep it simple because I remember being handed a book on boundaries and it was just so profuse and I was going, I can't be bothered with this. So I wanted to have tools and tips to lift up quickly, quick fixes on feeling good in my book. So going back to the ABC of me is A, acknowledge, allow, and accept how we feel. A, acknowledge, allow, and accept how we feel. So we need to stop. Need to feel how we feel. And then B is the setting of boundaries, and a whole chapter dedicated to how we can set boundaries. And C is the communication. And so, and then there's a whole chapter on gratitude and self-worth, because of course we're not going to step up. Find someone who will step up to say what's bothering them and set boundaries. If they're not feeling good about themselves, if we don't feel good about themselves, we go, oh gosh, no, I can't say that. My husband might leave me. My children will think I'm being, bossy. All my friends, they're just not going to hang around me if I'm just always about what I need and how, But as you said, it's not selfish to put our needs first, it's selfing. And as we lift up, and then guess what? Every time we think of our children, every time we think of our families, they get to lift up as well. So that's the beauty of it. If you can't do it for yourself, that's what I said to myself, because often I'm thinking of your children, and if you can't do it for yourself, do it for your children. Do it for your parents, do it for your friends. And so slowly I started to put myself first and I started to feel the benefits of it. And so the book has got, it's quite systematic. It's got nice little summaries and my paintings that came in are available to be purchased online. and the paintings came in at the same time to support the topics that I was talking about in the book. So you know, there's a painting of a lighthouse, and the lighthouse is it's a struggling tugboat trying to rescue one boat on the water, and then there's the lighthouse, and the lighthouse is just sitting there in its power,
Mm-hmm.
and being able to help all the boats effortlessly. Whereas if we're rescuing, and you know, like we're wearing ourselves out, we're putting ourselves last, we're rescuing others and trying to be there for everyone else, it's exhausting, and it's going to do nothing for yourself and nothing for those you love.
Yeah, 100%. I love that. What a brilliant book to write. And it must have been so cathartic for you after going through the things you did with your divorce and relationship to be able to turn that experience into something that can affect and help so many other people.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Yes, no, I just brings me so much joy, you know, like just, you know, like to hand a book to someone who's going through a challenge and just to say, just start, just baby steps each day. Because I know in the early stages when you're faced with whatever shock or trauma that you're faced with, you really need to, I felt, you really need to break it down, you know, you just need to sort of not expect so much. Be kind to yourself, you know. So, you know, like we can't climb Mount Everest in a day, and we need to enjoy the journey. You know? We need to be kind to ourselves and appreciate the view as we journey through life. And if we go back 3 steps, whoopee, you know, like okay, I fell off the wagon. I sort of, you know, started, you know, drinking too much or spending too much or whatever it is that holds you back. The guilt is will hold you down. But forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. You know, the forgiveness, we started on the theme of forgiveness. The most important thing is to forgive yourself. It's a three-way forgiveness thing. I don't know if you've come across, have you come across Ho'oponopono, Lisa?
I have not, but I'm intrigued. Tell us more.
The Ho'oponopono is it's in my book, and it's a forgiveness mantra, and it's just like 4 simple lines. I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. I love you. And there's so much online, so much on YouTube, of different sort of versions of it. But it was started with a psychiatrist who started repeating these words to his three insane patients, for himself, to heal himself. And then he found that he was really assisting his patients as well. Because once he started to sort himself, that's all we really can do. We can't change others. We can just start to really sort ourselves and lighten our load. And so, yeah, so Ho'oponopono is a really, you can find yourself getting quite emotional with it, actually. It surprised me. I thought, how could this little mantra, you know, be so powerful? But it really, it's worth giving it a go, especially if it's the early stages. It can actually free up everyone who's involved in the resentment and, help everyone feel better.
Yes. So I guess I want to ask you this question. How do you heal like broken friendships and relationships? And like if someone were to ask you, how do I heal my broken friendship? Like what would you tell them and what would their first step be in your experience, like in your book? Like what would you illustrate?
Okay, so the main thing, I think, sometimes it will be too hard for many people to face the person physically who they may want to forgive, especially in the early days. It can be too traumatic and too difficult. And so even if they can visualize it, visualize forgiving them without actually being face to face with them, that is a start. But I think also realizing that we're all on our own journey, and we really need to put our ego aside and go, well, they may never reciprocate this forgiveness, but I'm doing it for me. When you realize that you're doing it for yourself and for your family, it becomes a lot easier. It doesn't mean, as I said before, it doesn't mean we're condoning their misbehavior, but it's recognizing that perhaps they are doing the best that they can. This helped me. Perhaps they are doing the best they can at the level of understanding that they're at. Now, we're all on our journey. You know, my guru in India would say, okay, well, some people are at university and some people at preschool. But when your preschooler has a tantrum, you don't expect them to behave like they're at university. You love them. You love them for what they are, the level that they're at. You don't try and change them. You just go, well, that is where they're at. That is where they're at. I can love them for where they're at. I can have compassion that they're trying the best that they can. But I know for me to move on, and I deserve to move on, I deserve to be able to be lifted up into a higher vibration and to be able to attract better opportunities. So I'm doing this for me. I'm not doing it for the other person. And I think that really helped me to realize that we're not all at the same level of consciousness. We're all at different levels. We're all doing the best that we can, the level that we've entered this planet at, really. And that really helped me see through the eyes of compassion the people around me who had so-called wronged me. But then now I even look back. This is the interesting thing, Lisa. When I look back and I'm so thankful to my ex-husband. I'm so thankful for him because he gave me that challenge, and that was kindlewood to be able to lift up. If he hadn't put me through that trauma, I would never have been able to find myself and put myself first and become the leader of my life. I would have stayed in my roles as putting my children first, putting my husband first, and I thought I was happy being not leading my life. The children were happy, my husband was happy, I was happy. But then I started, but thankfully, because of my husband getting, delivering what he did deliver in terms of wanting a divorce, that was the kindlewood that allowed me to free myself. And so when we can look at an obstacle or a challenge and go, okay, let's stand back from this challenge rather than react and blow it up into a bigger bomb of negative energy. Okay, ooh, this is interesting. What am I meant to learn here? What boundary didn't I have in place to get this disrespect coming to me? What is it because, is it because I'm not respecting myself? Maybe I'm getting, because life, I believe, I feel, is a mirror. So if someone is disrespecting you, it's often, most likely, we are not respecting ourselves. And so
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
And really, and our relationships around us are sort of like, they really help us. They're great assistance, because if they're not going well, it's we really have to look internally at our internal landscape to get the reflection of the external landscape in a better form. Because once we get our stuff together, once we get our shit together, the world starts to look brighter, and we have to be patient with ourselves. We have to be vulnerable with expressing our feelings, and we have to have courage, massive courage, especially if we were people pleasing, like that was, you know, my sort of background. We have to have courage, because we think we've been really bossy, or we think we're going to lose everyone around us if we step up into, in, you know, and affirm what we need.
Yes. I knew there was a reason that I felt connected to you, and I was looking through your website and reading about your book. I'm a true believer, like 100%, that the reason we have difficult seasons is to, you know, kind of prepare us for the next big thing that our life, the universe is bringing us. So I agree with everything you just said, and that each negative, difficult season is an opportunity for growth and to move more into the universe, into like our power and where we need to be and what we're ready for. If the things that, you know, I went through, if I was still stuck there, I wouldn't have seen the light and I wouldn't be where I am today. So yeah, what a brilliant way of looking at that.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I just think, you know, like it can get, there's so much, thankfully the last, I've really seen a change, as you mentioned before, in the last 20 years. We're really, I think, you know, we're all stepping up and realizing the importance of authenticity. And, you know, and I've got my children and they're going for interviews. And you know, I used to say, just be yourself, you know, just be yourself. But I think we just don't really realize the power of being true to ourselves. And but we can't be true to ourselves if we don't give ourselves time to step off that, you know, wheel, you know, hamster wheel of life, and just really look deep as to what we need, and to be able to speak up for what we need.
Yes. We're running out of time here, so I think it would be really beneficial if you were to leave our audience with one really powerful message. What would you tell them with regards to, you know, forgiveness and all the stuff we talked about on today's show?
Yes, well, I think the most important thing is what was sort of theming through this whole session is that when we can really find and portray who we really are, that is our superpower. So, and the biggest block to that is that we don't give ourselves time out from the busyness of life. And we really need to just take 10 minutes a day to reflect and reset about what's important to us. And then we need to read the chapter on self-care, because we need to be able to be able to step up. We have to have the confidence to go there and be vulnerable to express how we feel. And that's the most important thing, feeling our feelings, acknowledging, setting boundaries, and then we're free.
I love that. What a beautiful way to end today's show. Elizabeth, you are the author of Free and First, Unlocking Your Ultimate Life. We've been talking about your book the whole show. Now that can be found on Amazon, correct?
Yes. So my website is quite easy. It's Elizabeth Jane, .com, and then we have this .au for Australia, .au at the end, elizabethjane.com.au. And I hope to have a few more books there soon, and be sort of visiting around the world in terms of the books, to uplift. It's just about uplifting into a better world.
Beautiful, beautiful. And lastly, before we go, I have to ask, do you actually have kangaroos jumping around outside? Is that, can you go outside? Can you find kangaroos? I've never
Yes,
been down under.
well, we have these, koala bears in every tree, but we do have eucalypts outside, but not koala bears everywhere. And kangaroos are around, but not in the cities, unfortunately. I'd like them to. It would be nice to see them at the traffic lights.
Amazing, amazing. That's so funny. I just had to ask.
You'll have to come up to Australia. Have you been to Australia?
I've never been. No, I wish. I wish. I'll come there. I've got to come visit you. You're such a wealth of knowledge.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. Elizabeth is going to be back, everyone. This is her third episode on her channel. As mentioned, go back and check out her other two episodes. Such a wealth of knowledge. Thank you so much for being here, Elizabeth.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
All right, guys. That is the show for today. Until next time, I am Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show. Stay tuned for so many more amazing episodes, and we'll be talking to Elizabeth again soon.